Right now, we've got a special guest who's just completed the Australian leg of his 8,000-kilometre kayaking adventure. What an amazing feat that is. Steve Possel, good evening and welcome to Nights.
Hello, Walter.
Thank you for joining us. That's very adventurous, isn't it?
Oh, Walter, we've spoken before, I'm sure, and I've done a few other adventures.
I know you have. We have discussed. I think I've read some of your books, too. But, Steve... amongst the other things you do, you've walked and paddled from Canberra to Sydney.
Yes. That's the start.
Yes. Arriving at the Opera House on the weekend. You were greeted by Bob Brown and a group of other supporters there, Steve.
Yeah, it was lovely. There are a lot of knitting nannas there from Ballina who came down and from Manly.
Knitting nannas.
Knitting nannas. Well, at my age, knitting nannas are quite attractive, Walter.
How old are you, Steve, if that's not a rude question?
62. A young 62.
Wow, you are a young 62. Mind you, some people are old at 40, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They are.
It's all in the mind, isn't it?
I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. And this was part of Connecting Climate Chaos.
Yes, it is. It's something that I feel that I must do. When I was on one of my earlier trips, I decided to go from the top of Canada to the bottom, of North America, and then I thought, well, we've got the Paris Climate Summit coming up in November this year. We've got a government that doesn't represent the majority of Australians who do accept climate science and want the emission cuts. So I thought, well, you know, it can't be too hard to paddle up the bloody Mississippi, so let's go that way and go to Paris.
Not everyone thinks like you do, Steve.
No, they're probably far more intelligent, Walter.
Well, more intelligent and more complacent. We kick back on a Sunday and go, shall I get the Victor out? No, it's too hot. Couldn't be bothered. Not you. You want to go up the Nile or something, or whatever, and then kayak all over the planet.
Well... because I'm an engineer, I get annoyed with what people say about how much it's going to cost and what we have to do, and you can't store electricity. Well, it's all crap, you know. We've been storing electricity since before I was born. Mm. We've got stored electricity for Brisbane. We can turn on half a gigawatt of power in about 12 seconds from Split Rock Creek, and what we do is we pump the water up the hill from Wivenhoe Dam when we've got electricity, and when we need it back really quickly, we just let it out again. So we store it now, have done since the 80s.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, most people aren't aware, so they're going to say, oh, you can't store electricity. Well, as an engineer, that's when I start to think, I don't really like this sort of talk, because when we talk about climate change and we say how difficult it is, the answers are all there. We just need to get the fossil fuel companies out of it. We need to get the politicians to have the strength of character to say, okay, this is a science, let's do something about it. That's all you need to do.
Mm. Yes, I remember our conversation last time about your engineering feats, and this has led you to where you are today as an eco-warrior, I guess.
Yeah, I used to get annoyed at that. I didn't like to be called an eco-warrior.
Didn't like that term?
No, I didn't like to be called an environmentalist. I don't feel like I'm an environmentalist. I feel like basically I'm an engineer. I've been given a problem. Let's fix it. That's really all it's about to me. But, you know, if people want to pigeonhole me into something else, that's absolutely fine.
Okay. And you completed this epic journey by wheeled kayak.
Yeah, I developed the wheeled system, tried four wheels, three wheels, two wheels, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And on my way to work in the early 2000s, I used to paddle from Riverview down to the Mogul Ferry and then drag it up the hill to work, and I perfected a better system, and I thought, oh, mate, why don't you go to Adelaide one day? So I did that.
You did, I remember that.
And now I've got 5 grandchildren, and I feel, well, you know, I wasn't too bad at that, so I need to do something for them.
Yes, you are a grandfather. How's that working out for you?
Love it.
What
love
are the, it. What I, do the kids I, call you?
Pa.
Pa. Okay.
Yeah. To be honest, Walter, I didn't think I'd be so sooky about it.
Mm.
But when the first one turned up, I was just done over. You know, it's life's all about them now.
Yeah. Well, as it should be.
Well, I think it should be. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think of the climate events and climate change as such on the planet today?
Well, it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what our Prime Minister thinks.
Well, are you a believer or non-believer?
No, it's not. It's not the, that's not the word to use. I would suggest to you that we have every National Academy of Science in the world telling us the problem. We have the CSIRO, we have NASA, we have all sorts of national academies telling us that it's urgent and we need to do something about it.
And that the Arctic is melting.
Well, yeah, but all of that, just all we have to do is accept the science. Hmm. I don't know how an aeroplane flies. I don't know how my iPhone works. I don't even know how my television works, but I accept it. And so when the experts say, and this is every expert in the world, when they say we've got a problem, say, okay, let's fix it.
Mm. That's a good attitude. By the way, at 62, Steve Possel, have you got one big trip left in you?
Well, there's this one. I hope. I've got to get past. First, I've got to get past the alligators. Second, I've got to get past the black bears. Third, I've got to get past the white bears.
Mm.
And then I've just got to dodge some big ships on the English Channel.
So. Oh, stop your whinging, Steve. Really? You've got nothing to complain about.
No, well, I've got a secret.
Yes?
My support crew's name is Class. He's 83.
Wow.
And I can run faster than him.
Oh, I see. And that's all that matters when you're being chased by a bear.
Exactly. It'll save me shooting him in the leg.
Steve, great talking to you again. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks,
how can people support you on your trip, by the way, just before you go?
Just have a look at it. It's Kayak for Earth, KAYAK, the number 4, Earth, EARTH.com. KayakForEarth.com. Hop on, have a look. I'll give you a bit of a yarn every day. Yeah. I've already done that. I had a bit of excitement paddling up the New South Wales coast in the big seas, so there's plenty of excitement there.
Mm.
And if it stops, the bear got me.
Exactly. Plenty of challenges ahead for you. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Walter.
All the best.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Godspeed, yeah. Steve Posselt, who is on the adventure of a lifetime, I tell you. Just check it out at Kayak for Earth.